Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here right now with Kevin Lamb and Jeff Holland. How's it going?
Awesome.
Great.
So Logic Apps, it's now GA. That means general availability. So it's released.
That's right.
So what's going on? What's new with Logic Apps right now?
Well, everything is new. We've done a lot of work to transition it from our preview and added a lot of great features to it. And one of the things that we're doing with Logic Apps is really pushing the whole integration story in the cloud with Azure and having Logic Apps as that core of that integration story.
Okay.
So one of the things that IT is really challenged with is that they're getting pressure from two directions. One direction is from their CEOs and boards saying, hey, lower your cost of infrastructure on-prem and push your stuff into the cloud. And they're also getting pushed on the other side by department business decision makers who are making their own decisions about where to put their data and what services to use. So they're going to Salesforce and using Box or SharePoint Online, and they're not going through IT to make those decisions. So they're working around some of the issues they've had with line of business systems and IT department backups
and
building applications.
Things aren't always well integrated when you bring in these other different
software decisions. Right. So now they're challenged with both moving their current infrastructure to the cloud and still needing to integrate with their important line of business systems, as well as the different departments saying, hey, you know, I got some stuff in Salesforce and some other things in SharePoint. How do I bring those things together and build the application that I care about?
How do you make that slide not just a white slide?
So at the core, we have Logic Apps and BizTalk Server, where Logic Apps is our cloud story, and BizTalk Server that we've been running with for the last 15, 16 years is actually still live on-prem and doing that on-prem integration. But today, we're going to talk about Logic Apps.
Okay.
And surrounding Logic Apps, with that being the core, we also have API management and Azure Service Bus kind of completing that integration story for us in Azure. Mm-hmm. API management is a great way to be able to wrangle and manage all of your APIs and create nice policies and discoverability for your APIs on-prem. Mm-hmm. And Azure Service Bus is a great asynchronous messaging story, so you can do pub/sub and queuing to all these systems. And of course, then you have the ways that you can utilize Logic Apps to reach out to different services through connectors and through, of course, our first-class Azure services. Mm-hmm. And so we enable connectivity between Logic Apps and all these services. So, you know, as I mentioned, Dropbox and Salesforce and VSTS and GitHub and all those things that you have hosted in the cloud, as well as our own Azure services. So you can connect to Azure SQL,
so this
Azure
is a
Search
complete,
and SQL.
This is a complete orchestration system in the cloud that's reliable and completely managed within Azure, but it can also reach out to third parties,
like you said,
Dropbox, for example, whatever,
right,
and orchestrate complicated business systems all within Azure, in the cloud.
Exactly. So, you know, one of the things that we really wanted to do with Logic Apps is make that integration story really simple.
Okay.
You know, it used to be that when you said integration, that was a really daunting thing to think about because I have to set up servers and I have to think about complex tools to go make that happen. Mm-hmm. Now we want to make it snappy and easy. So the first thing that we have is be able to use our designer up in the cloud, and you can use it within Azure, and we'll actually show you some
tools.
We're going to see that.
Good.
And it will show you how quickly and easy it is to do these integrations up in the cloud. The other aspect is you can integrate, of course, with all these SaaS and enterprise applications, as well as unlock value on-premises and up in the cloud. So you can still integrate from Logic Apps to your on-prem line of business systems. And finally, you know, as we think about those transitions, the enterprise customers are dealing with things like EAI and dealing with still traditional XML type of messaging or flat file messaging.
Those kind of things that we thought about BizTalk in the past.
Right. You still want to be able to connect to those SAP and those
right,
expensive line of business systems that you have a lot of investment in and you can't move off of on-prem.
That's interesting. So that's a good bridge being to the, you know, the systems of EAI in the past and the B2B stuff we talked about 10, 15 years ago,
yep,
and the modern systems like Dropbox and OneDrive and VSTS.
Exactly. So how do you bring that, the kind of older technology, into the modern world?
It makes
sense. And that's this whole digital transformation that's going on and Satya's been really talking about. And finally, Logic Apps is an IPaaS. So being able to have an integration platform
as an
IPaaS.
An integration platform as a service.
That's right.
Nice.
So that's a Gartner terminology to talk about the particular products that actually go after this space.
Okay. I thought you just made that up.
No, I didn't make that
it's
up.
Catchy.
No.
Gartner said it, so it's okay.
Yes, and it's not EPaaS, it's IPaaS. You know? With IPaaS, that means you don't have to worry about a lot of the things that you were worried about on-prem, where you had to understand the sizing of your systems and scaling out and monitoring and security and all that. Now we take care of that. You don't have to think about scalability. You don't have to think about how those things will run up in the cloud.
Cool. Do we get to see it soon?
Yes.
I'm looking forward.
So as we talked about, you can connect anything. So, you know, we were talking about the problem with Salesforce and SQL and Azure SQL and Box, and you can still connect to on-prem. We have something called an on-premises data gateway, which you can then install on-prem and then acts as a single point that you can then funnel all your requests to these on-prem line of business systems. We also have a BizTalk connector, so if you have an existing BizTalk installation that's already, you've put a lot of investment in, that's doing a lot of orchestration on-prem, you can still, you know, start your workflow in the cloud and finish it in your orchestration in BizTalk.
Really? Because BizTalk is known for those kind of durable workflows where can happen and it can be paused and then rehydrated and back. You can now move seamlessly from on-premise
If you need to do like DTC on-prem, which is not really designed for the cloud, but if you have those types of transactions on-prem, still do that on-prem.
So
do
people all the workloads who have an investment in BizTalk server don't need to feel bad. LogicApps is a great bridge.
That's right. Even if you're trying to transition some of the BizTalk workload up into the cloud, you don't feel like you have to do an all or nothing. You can actually start moving some of those components up there.
Hence the hybrid cloud.
Exactly.
Nice. Okay, cool.
And of course, the other aspect is being able to connect to your important APIs that you have. So using API management, we'll create a first-class experience so that you can discover all of your APIs that you have managed through API management. And that can be both in the cloud and on-prem, so it acts as another bridge to your on-premises.
So custom REST, JSON, XML APIs that you may have, run them through API management, and then they get plugged into LogicApps.
That's right.
All right.
So let's quickly go into a demo.
Let's show how something works. So I've come here and I've created a really simple web application. So I've been playing recently with .NET Core. You can use a nice tool called Yeoman and just get a nice website up and running very quickly in a few lines of code. But one aspect that I see on many websites, including my own, is something like a contact us form.
Right.
So I've got a page here, which is just a really simple form that says, hey, we want to contact us. And now, at least in my development, I've gone from, I had this nice website with all these graphics, but now I need some content. I've got to handle this somehow. When someone clicks submit, I have to figure out what I'm going to do with this data.
Right.
Do I now need to stand up a database? Do I have to do different processes if
do
I want to get an email?
Do you punt and just email it?
Yeah, and even then, now I've got to go configure SMTP and all those other fun things.
Right.
LogicApps is this great kind of accelerator to let you do these seamless integrations in the cloud without having to worry about servers and compute. So we're going to actually just send this form to LogicApps and let it do all the processing to do some pretty exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to write any code behind that form?
Well, this form has HTML code, but and then it's got a submit button. Yes, but I'm not going to have to do code for this part.
Okay.
So I have here, this is the LogicApp Designer in the Azure portal. We've got a number of different triggers and actions that you can start with. You'll see as I start adding steps, you'll see the big long list of stuff.
Okay.
I've actually gone ahead and I've already added this trigger ahead of time, which is an HTTP request trigger, which just says, hey, I'm going to get an HTTP request from somewhere, and that's going to start us off. And I've actually appended mine with the JSON schema. There's a really cool tool here. I'll actually just switch over to it quickly called jsonschema.net. I told jsonschema.net, hey, I'm going to send something like a name, an email, a subject, just the model of my form.
Right, your expectation. It's the contract.
Exactly. And then it said, hey, here's the nice schema for you. I just pasted that in. It was that quick. So now we want to do something. And when I get a form, what I've noticed is usually it's kind of one or two things. Maybe they're reporting a bug. They're like, hey, by the way, I've been using your thing. It's not working. Or maybe it's just a general comment like, you're amazing. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I'm sure
I get both of those from time to time. So I'm going to have LogicApps handle all this for me. And I actually want to get an email whenever someone submits a form. And I want to be able to flag whether or not it's a bug or whether or not it's just a comment.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and add an action. And you see here, now we have the nice long list of all of the actions we support.
I like the new designer.
Yeah, it's much more pleasant than the last one we saw a few months ago.
Yeah, it's intuitive.
So I went ahead and typed an email, and we see I have got like Mandrill and MailChimp. But I'm actually going to do this step, which uses Office 365, and I'm going to send an approval email. Now, the name might be a little misleading, but what it's actually doing is it's going to send me an email, and it's going to wait for me to respond. And once I respond, it's going to take that response through the rest of the flow.
Okay, so it starts a workflow.
Yeah, exactly right. So let's do the subject like new contact form. And I want two options. And one is either it's a bug, and one it's a comment. Those are the two options I'm going to allow for the user. And let's just send it to myself. And finally, I can open up some advanced options and say like, hey, what's going to be in the body of the email? And let's say new form received. And let's go ahead. For some reason, the schema didn't play nice with us. Let's repaste the schema in, because because I should see a nice list of outputs that I can use. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. So because the thing understands schema, when you express that contract to the system, it flows through, and then it'll know.
That's right. So I guess I did some copy-paste error, but now it knows, hey, I know I'm going to have an email address, and I'm going to have a name. We'll just pop in the message.
So those red boxes, to be clear, are driven by the schema that's flowing through the system.
Exactly.
So the pipeline is available to you.
Yep. And you'll see that again, too. So we're going to add a new step, and you know we have some more advanced control flow step things, like you can do loops and mm-hmm. scopes. I'm going to add a condition, though, and just say, hey, if they're selected options, so again, now I see some dynamic outputs, which is saying whatever they selected from that approval email, mm-hmm. if that's equal to bug, so if I get the email and I say, hey, this is a bug, I actually want to go ahead and just create something in Visual Studio to say, hey, I need a bug I need to follow it up on.
Sure.
So in this, I'll just quickly finish up this logic app by saying, let's add a new item in Visual Studio. Let me scroll down.
So in this case, you are the person that makes the decision.
That's right. I'm going to send myself the email whenever someone...
And then you triage it.
It's exactly that. I'm doing kind of a triage of this contact form. What's nice about the designer, too, though, is you'll notice with Visual Studio, it can see all of the Visual Studio accounts that I have access to.
Right, because it's connected, because that connector, it says here, connected to Team Service, that connection is your connection.
That's right. And right here, I don't have to worry about knowing what are the IDs of all of this stuff. It says, hey, I know you have a project called DevOps. I can see from reading the DevOps project that you have these different items. And this will be different depending on your template in Visual Studio, and it allows you to just quickly say, I know I have a bug, just choose the bug. And we'll just say new reported bug, and we'll just paste in the subject here.
And then if you had other things that were inputs into this logic app, those would appear there as well, and you could pick and choose. This comes from an email, and this comes from another data source, and build these templates up.
Yep, and easily flow data throughout. So we'll go ahead and save that. It's that easy. Now all I had to do, once it's saved and ready to go, mm-hmm. is I get this URL that I need to send the form to,
okay.
and I would paste that in right here. So here's my .NET controller.
Right.
I have a variable here. I already pasted it in, so I just stuck it, and I told it, hey, whenever I get this form, just send that form off to a logic app as
post
JSON.
Async.
And it's going to run with it from there.
Okay.
So we should be able to now, minimize too much, switch over here to our nice website that we had and fill out this form, and we'll say the name is Scott, email is scott@me.com, subject.
We should probably be nice to that person.
This is an incredible product.
There's a real Scott out there.
I know there is. No, I didn't put a last. Yeah, that's true.
It's saying, there. They have an Apple ID and everything, and they're
it's
waiting
true.
For
you. It's true. There is a me.com. So I went ahead and submitted that form, yeah. which would have kicked off this logic app. So okay. we can go ahead and close this here, and you see that the logic app will kick off. Okay. I'm sure if I switched over to my mailbox, I'll see a nice email waiting for me.
You okay,
see
so there you running. Go, it's running.
It's yeah. kind of waiting for me to get that response.
Oh, there's your email.
So here's my email saying, I received Ooh. Your thing. Here's an incredible product, great job. I'm going to say, hey, this is actually, I'm going to say it's a bug because that's the part I built. I didn't build the comment part. but that easy,
Look
I took
that.
What was a contact form and I was able to enrich it with the data and the services that I cared about and flow it throughout the services that I needed through mm-hmm. Logic Apps.
So that is just a taste of what's going on. And if you were a fan of Logic Apps before, you are definitely going to appreciate the all new designer, and it's all general availability. So people can start playing with this right now.
Yep.
Very cool. We're learning all about Logic Apps here on Azure Friday.